As we've now concluded our discussion of Aleinu, we move on to the final part of davening, and that is the Shir Shel Yom, the special mitzvah that is recited for each day of the week. Where does this come from? The Gemara in Brachos in the fourth parak has a machlokes between two Amoraim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yoshua, as to the source, the nature of the tefillos that we have. Rabbi Yossi believes that tefillos avos tiknum, that the tefillos were created by Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shachar, Mincha, and Marv. However, Rabbi Yoshua believes that the tefillos were actually created reflecting the different karbanos that were offered throughout the day. That every single day there was a tamid shel shachar in the morning, a tamid shel bein ha'arabayim in the afternoon, and the burning of the remaining fats that existed the entire night. Those are the three tefillos. And in fact, if you look at the time frame of when one can daven shachris, when one can daven mincha, and one can daven mariv, that is based on the time frame of those karbanos. At the end of offering the tamid shel shachar in the morning, we know that the Levim would also sing a Shir Shel Yom, a special mizmar for that day from Tehillim. It therefore became customary in a minog to recite the Shir Shel Yom after Shachris. Now, originally, this was not, of course, a chiv of davening. The Rambam at the end of Sefer Ahava, when discussing Hilchos Tzfila, says that there are some Jews that are accustomed to reciting it. But however, by the end of the Rishonim, we find that it is almost universally accepted to say the Shir Shel Yom at the end of davening. Now we know that although they said it in the morning after the Tamid Shel Shachar, they also said it in the afternoon, the Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim. So why don't we say it in the afternoon? The Mishnah Berurah explains the following. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, when they would sing the Shira Al Niske Hayayin, they would also sing it in the Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim. But there were times that they would offer it late. They would offer the Nisachim even in the evening, Balayla. And you're not allowed to sing Shira Balayla. Therefore, it became a minog to only say the mizmar for the Shir Shel Yom at Shachris. And therefore, we find the Shir Shel Yom really only being said in the morning tefillah. An interesting machlokes between Ashkenazim and Svardim is when this is said. According to the Nusach of Ashkenaz, you say Aleinu, then the Shir Shel Yom. And then some say Pita Maktores. Nusach Svard, you say the Shir Shel Yom, then the Pita Maktores, and then Aleinu at the end. This probably gets back to the Machlokas we discussed last week about the nature of Aleinu. Is Aleinu the final thing that I must say in the day, the Sof Tefillah? Or is it sort of this departure Tefillah that is okay even if it's not said at the last possible Tefillah in our davening? But that is the idea, the basis, the background to the Shir Shel Yom. And when we say it, and as we conclude our davening, it's important to remember, and often at times we're rushed, and it's the end of davening, we should realize that we are acting like we did in the Beis HaMikdash. We're getting to sing the Shira that the Levim sang. If the whole point of Karbanos, the goal of the Beis HaMikdash, was that closest, the idea of a Karban is to get close to the Ribono Shel Olam, to enhance that relationship together. So then when we say the Shir Shel Yom, we did it, we accomplished it. And we're singing that Shira at the end. And it fits the whole goal of davening that we've gone through from Sukkot to Zimra to Birchus Kriya Shema to Shmona Esrei to the end of davening. This really is the end piece to remind ourselves that we just accomplished a major aspect in our relationship with God. We offered that Karban, we sang that Shira, and now we are ready to go out into our day.